I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high.
Hi, I'm Joshua M. Evans, and welcome to my podcast. I'm just so happy to have you. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever trusted a leader that led you astray? Like, have you ever followed somebody that led you into a bad situation? I mean, have you ever followed somebody's advice when your gut said no, when you kind of didn't feel like it was the right thing to do? I mean, have you ever had the hard lesson that at the end of the day, you should have trusted your own voice, your own intuition? I think we've all had that moment. But what we need to remember is that we shouldn't follow someone else's lead. We need to make our own decisions. Don't follow someone else's lead. Make your own decisions. You know, a while back, I was in a situation, this is many, many years ago, but I was in a situation where I questioned myself. Right. I didn't trust my own internal feelings. And so I questioned myself and I was like, no, don't listen to yourself. Follow this person. What had happened was I was working for a really amazing boss, right? This guy, he wasn't a manager, he was a leader and he was fantastic. And I was in this amazing six-figure job and it was really, really enjoyable. And one day he told me that he was moving companies. He was leaving to go to another organization. And I was pretty crestfallen. I was very sad to lose this person. But when he left, he asked if I wanted to come and join his new team. Well, of course I wanted to go. But before we talk about what happened once I left, remember I was working at the time for a company that I was doing very, very, very well for. I was doing super successful. I really enjoyed it. I liked the people I worked with. I liked my clients. I had established relationships. I was making great money. The only thing that I was losing was this one manager, this one leader, this one executive that was leaving and asked me to come with him to the new organization. So I had some sort of a trepidation in the back of my mind that said, hey, maybe we shouldn't go follow him to this next organization. You don't know if it's going to be the same. You don't know if it's going to be right. But I didn't listen to that. Instead, all I thought about was like, I'm going to go follow this person because I did so well underneath them here. I'm sure wherever I go, it's going to be similar, even better. And he tempted me with all these ideas of how we could change the new company's culture from the inside out and how we could build it any way we wanted to and how we could make it something just super amazing. You know, to be honest, it was very tempting, right? It sounded very desirable to me. And so with his coaxing, I, you know, ignored my inner voice, that little voice of intuition that we all have. I ignored that and followed him over to this job. Now, I got there. And it was a very depressed culture. It was a pretty negative environment. It was very clicky. I didn't really fit in there. And it didn't feel right to me. And the company wasn't doing so well. And while I was painted as, hey, it's a great company that we can help make better, it was actually a fairly sad company that needed more help than I or the new VP that moved over there with me originally could fix. It was actually a really horrible company. In fact, they were hemorrhaging money. They were losing so much money that within me being there just a few months, they started laying people off. And after several months, I was laid off. I was laid off from a job that I followed. I left an amazing company making a lot of money to follow this boss over here. I ignored my internal feelings. And I ended up getting laid off anyway from this job. It was horrible. It was a very depressing moment. It was all because I didn't listen to myself. I mean, luckily, I kind of saw the writing on the wall once I got there and decided I needed to start fashioning a parachute or figuring out my exit strategy. So when I did get laid off, I already had a backup plan and I already had a new job to go begin. But the problem I had was that I didn't listen to myself. So what I should have done is I should have remembered that we shouldn't follow someone else's lead. Don't follow somebody else's lead. Make your own decisions. That's what I should have done. No, why is that important? Well, it's because we have to make our own decisions. We need to be the masters of our own destiny. We need to set our goals and decide where we are going. Not listen to somebody else's direction, not listen to somebody else's expectations for us. We need to be the ones to choose where we're going. We need to listen to that inner voice if we get the moment. You know, and I know what some of you might be thinking. Well, sometimes I don't trust myself, or I don't know if I know the right answer. But that's okay. Just because we don't know the exact right answer doesn't mean that anybody else knows the right answer for us. In fact, if you don't know the right answer, it's almost guaranteed that the people around you trying to make decisions for you don't know the right answer for you either. Seriously. You can't let other people make decisions for you. So don't follow someone else's lead. Make your own decisions. Make your own decisions. So if you're going to make your own decisions and you're going to make sure that you ignore the right things to ignore, here's a couple of tips I'll leave you with real quick. First, if somebody's trying to influence you and make a decision for you, or trying to force you into something, and you do have that little voice in the back of your head telling you to be weary of it, what you should do is ask yourself, what is that person's goal? What are their motives for trying to make this decision for you, to try and influence you this way, right? What's their end game? It might be because they need to bring somebody on to that role, or it might be because it's going to be only serving to them and it actually isn't a good idea for you. You need to know what that other person is expecting from you. What are they getting out of it? You need to ask yourself that. And it's not because people are selfish, though sometimes they are. It's because they think that this is the right choice, the right decision for you, but they don't necessarily know. You need to believe in yourself. The next thing is you need to choose to make a decision quickly. Just make a decision quickly. If you're gonna make a choice, if you're faced with a decision, make it quickly. Because more is lost by indecision than wrong decision. The longer you wait, the fewer options you're going to have. So make your decisions quickly. You can't let other people make the decisions for you if it's hard. You need to make those decisions. The last thing is once you make the decision, once you make the choice, don't beat yourself up over it. A lot of times we reflect on, I should have done this or I should have done that. And you can't blame yourself for these things. You're in the moment where you are now. And you already made the decision that you made to do what you did based on the facts that you had at the time. And so at the time, that was the best decision forward. So don't regret it. Regret's a wasted emotion. Never beat yourself up over a decision you made, because in that moment, in that time, it was a good decision. It was a good decision. It just was. Okay? So don't follow someone else's lead. Make your own decisions. Just to recap real quick these tips. When somebody's trying to make a decision for you, ask what their goal is. Find out what their end game, right? What are their motives? Next, make your decision quickly. You have to make your decision quickly. And then once you make your decision, do not beat yourself up over it. Now, this is my favorite part of the show. It's what would Josh do? That is a WWJD, but we're just putting my name in there. Hopefully you don't think that's sacrilegious. Anyway, this is a segment where I answer questions that come in through my website. And feel free, if you want to shoot me an email and ask me a question, it's info@enthusiasticyou.com, Y-O-U.com. Anyway, so we got a question. I got a letter in or email in from this guy, Ben. And Ben says, Josh, my company has asked me to move to a different part of the country, and I'm not sure if I should go. I have two teenage daughters who are in high school. It would be really hard for them, but it is a lot more money. I'm super torn. I just don't know what to do. How can I make the best decision for my career and my family? Thank you, Ben. Okay, Ben, first off, congratulations, right? Not everybody gets promotions, especially this day and age, so you should be proud of yourself for that, right? It's more money, it's with your same company. That's awesome. Yeah, change is difficult to deal. So I feel your pain. It's hard to please all the people all the time. In fact, you can't. You cannot please all the people all the time. And when you try, you're going to just disappoint everybody. So I feel your pain, and it's a hard spot to be in. You're caught between two great options, two great things. And I get that. Absolutely. But you need to make the decision. It's up to you. That's the thing. You're looking for me to make the decision for you and tell you, hey, well, you should do this or you should do that. No, you have to make the decision, Ben. You don't get to put this responsibility on anybody else. It's your choice. It's your choice. And I mean that. So you can't shuck the responsibility, put it on somebody else. No, 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 no. It is up to you. Okay? It's up to you. But I'll tell you what I would do. First off, if I was in your situation, I would assess where you are now. Are you making the amount of money that's more than enough for you? Then maybe the money's not a big deal. But you should assess where you are now. And that way, you can answer, well, will moving help me reach my goals sooner? Will it help me achieve the things that I want to in a quicker manner? That's awesome. We have to remember that it's short-term discomfort that often leads to long-term gains. And I know you brought up your daughters. Oh, your poor daughters. They're in high school. And you don't want them to lose their friends. Oh no. People move all the time. People make new friends. In fact, I'm not even friends with very many people that I went to high school with now. Are you? Probably not. And so using that as, hey, they're in high school and I don't want to mess that up. That's, you're using that as a reason to stay where you are. That's not their decision. And they're probably pressuring you too. Saying, hey dad, I don't want to leave. Can we please just stay here? And it's going to cost you this opportunity because you're letting them influence you. And I just said, don't let somebody else influence you. You can't let them do it. So you need to take a moment, assess where you are, figure out if it's going to help you achieve your goals more quickly without looking at the impact on your daughter, right? Everybody moves. That's not a big deal. Is this going to take you where you want to go within your career, within your job? That's where you need to look at. Not even to mention that it's a huge honor that your company thinks so much of you that they're going to move you out there and give you more money. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So, look, I'm going to tell you, Ben, whatever you make, the decision has to be yours. And it's going to be good for you. Your decision, right? You need to have the reins of this situation. You really do. And, you know, one of the best things that you can do is, and I've done this many times, if you need to make this decision, I talked about you need to make the decision quickly. I want you to take a coin and assign heads and tails to the decision you have to make, right? Heads, you move, tails, you don't. Something like that. What I want you to do is flip the coin in the air and then catch it, but don't look at it. And when you flip the coin in the air, you're going to be wanting one of the sides of the coin to win. We do this automatically where we flip a coin and you think to yourself, ooh, I hope it hits heads. I hope it hits heads. Well, then that's the answer that you need to go with. So if you flip the coin and be like, look, I hope it's that we move, then you need to move and not let any of the other things get in the way. But if you flip the coin and be like, I hope it says we're going to stay, then you should stay. Don't listen to the coin, but use it as a tool to help cut through all the nuances, all the BS that you're having to weed through. Because you have too many other people's opinions that are conflicting right now. You need to flip the coin and then think about which one you really want to happen. And that's the one you should decide on. Okay? Hey, Ben, let me know when you go through this. Because I really, really want to know if you ended up moving or not. If you listen to your daughters or if you listen to your boss. I'd love to hear kind of the conclusion. I'll see if I can share with my listeners if you write back. Anyway, hey, thanks for writing in. That was awesome. So look, if anybody out there listening, if you're like Ben, where you have a big decision ahead of you, but you have these issues on either side that are weighing you down, that are kind of clouding the vision, if you want just a little bit of clarity to kind of cut through what you think your best decision is, because you know what your good decision should be, you do. You just choose not to listen to it because you have other people telling you their opinions. What you need to do is something like what I just told Ben to do, where you know, split up the coin and like, this is this decision and this is this decision. Flip the coin. And when you flip it, I want you to really concentrate and figure out which one are you hoping for it to land on. Because whatever one you're hoping for it to land on is the decision you need to make. It's the one that's cut through all the bullshit. It's the one that's not taking other people's opinions. It's the one that you actually want. That's what you should do. So don't follow someone else's lead. Make your own decisions. You deserve to make your own decisions. You deserve to say, yes, I'm going to go with this, or no, I'm not going to go with that, and nobody else should be able to influence you if you don't want them to, okay? It's all about trusting yourself. So check this out. This is a really cool quote I found that just right along this lines. When people don't believe in you, you have to believe in yourself. Pierce Brosnan said that. James Bond. That's pretty cool, right? Anyway, I'm so happy that all of y'all could join me today. This is Josh Evans, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week.